This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Paul practiced what he preached in Romans 12. Notice how he begins his teaching on gifting in verse 3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, and then he goes on. Paul was a man with multiple spiritual gifts. That was the result of God's grace in choosing him and bestowing those gifts on him. As he prepares to teach others to humbly recognize and exercise their spiritual gifts, he humbly acknowledges where his ability and authority to teach came from. As he explains our place and the exercise of our gifts in the body of Christ, he points out that we are all interdependent members of one body. Listen to verses 4 through 6. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and those members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. Clearly, we belong to each other. Each member is interdependent on all the others in the body if the body is to be healthy and function efficiently. True, some members in the body are more prominent, but as Paul points out in 1 Corinthians 12, 21 through 24, all are important. Those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. In other words, we belong to each other and need each other. Never forget this as you serve using your spiritual gifts.